You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending. It is 1:05:06:07:08 on a Monday night / Tuesday morning, and it is the last show of the semester for me, and maybe the last one in this time slot. I don't know, but I have a surprise for all 16 of you listening. I don't know why you're here, but maybe it's because I have two guests with me. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Yes, I'm David.
Yes, longtime foe of the show, David. It started out as friend, but I don't know. We'll see how the show goes, I guess. And we have a new friend or foe of the show.
Hello, everybody. I am Michael.
Yes. Hey, try talking again. I want to make sure your mic's working.
Hello, testing.
Yep, that seems good. That seems pretty good. Okay, great. And so this is the show where I think... What I say is I talk about things people don't care about, and I play music people don't like, and now I have two people here who can also do that with me. And so, yeah, I prepare 30 minutes worth of music, and we have 30 minutes worth of talking, but when there's guests, really anything goes. So, guests, you are kind of brought into this world with me where you are expected to say things with me. I can interview all of you.
Sure, let's just make this an
great
interrogation.
Okay.
Let's go for it.
Great. How many kids do you want to have? Go.
What?
No, okay, I tell you this. Okay, how about this? Actually, I have to remember to use my radio voice, because I was... So we do quality control here at the station, so sometimes people listen to my show and then report back on how good it is. And a lot of them say that I talk too much, which is a fair critique, because I also feel like I talk too much, but I won't change.
Well, those people are probably not going to like this show.
No, they won't. But that's okay. I don't do it for them. I do it for me, which is pretty selfish, I guess.
Yeah,
but
I was going to say, you have 16 listeners, you do it for yourself. How long do you think they're going to stay?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I never had 16 listeners before. It's usually like 11 tops. And so now that I actually have, it's dropped down to 13. Okay, great. Hang in there, guys. It's going to be a wild, wacky ride. But anyways, I was on I subbed for Jack's show, for his last show. And I ended up talking about kids and how I'm going to have to throw children birthday parties, like my own kids, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know how to do that. And I don't really know how to navigate that situation. And now that I have other people here with me, like, I don't know where to start with that.
You just got to find a clown in your neighborhood.
A clown. I don't know if that's the right move, though.
I mean, I was going to say, I'm not sure too many people in their, 20, 21s really, really knew how to throw a kid's birthday party.
Well, you say that, but hey, I mean, there are 20-year-old parents out there. And you think they're struggling? I would struggle.
How old do you expect their kids to be?
Like 8? I don't know. Is that...
I think you got to do a little math there, DJ Pending.
It's fine. I'm not a math major. Like, I mean, you two are very mathy people, actually.
We are.
Yes,
yeah.
We are.
We've got, what, your abstract math? Pure math?
I'm not sure abstract
the mathiest math?
Yes, I am. I'm abstract math.
Abstract. You're a fake math major.
No, I'm a math and physics major.
Math and physics, and then what, physics and?
Applied math.
And applied
physics.
Math.
Yes.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, I'm not applied math.
Okay, excellent. Your other math.
Yeah.
Unapplied math.
Unapplied math.
Yeah.
Abstract math, you could say.
Yeah, math that you don't use. Yeah. Useless math and applied math. Am I making this too political? Is this like a big debate in the math sphere?
No.
Not really.
Okay,
so.
That's good. You respect and love each other. That's good, because in psychology, we're at each other's throats all the time.
Really?
I mean, you kind of need to be.
Yeah. It's a psychologist eat psychologist world out there.
I heard that... knowledge in the field of psychology, there's a high turnover rate.
Of knowledge?
Yeah. Like, just stuff's getting replaced all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so true. No, anything goes, really. It's a madhouse. It's kind of why I like it, because if I, you know, write a paper and it's wrong this year, I just have to wait a couple years and then resubmit it. And by then, the field is caught up to me, I think is what it is.
So you see yourself as ahead of your time?
Yeah, or behind. But it's, here's the thing with psychology. Time is cyclical. It's not like other realms of society and life wherein time really moves in a linear fashion. Psychology goes in a circle. And so you just got to stay in one place in the circle and eventually it'll be passed. It's like being, you know what they say, a broken clock is the right time twice a day.
Describing your field as going around in a circle doesn't seem like the most optimistic thing to say.
No, it's not really that bad, actually. The leaps and bounds are being made in psychology, which are making it, better and more accurate. And it's not really a circle. And really, I'll probably be left behind in no time. But anyways, birthday parties. I've been thinking about them. Have you guys had any, like, particularly memorable children's birthday parties?
Yes. It wasn't my own, though.
Okay, that's fine.
It was my brother's second birthday party.
Okay.
I was 4 years old. I remember this very clearly because there is a particular home video we have of it.
Okay.
Where my brother is trying to blow out the candles.
Yep.
And I say that I don't want him to because we weren't singing happy birthday. So I just shove him out of the way.
Oh my God.
And then it's like a competition between us to see who can blow out the candles in time.
So you were trying to blow out your brother's...
Okay, I can't remember if it was my birthday or my brother's birthday.
Okay.
All I remember is that I didn't want him to blow out the candles because they weren't finished singing happy birthday. And then I blew them out at the right time and he got really sad and started crying.
Wow. Okay. Noted, when I am throwing a birthday party for my children, they have to share a birthday party, I think, because I can't do... Think about that. Multiple birthday parties a year. No, they're sharing one. It's going to be in, mid-November.
I mean, you just got to make sure you have twins.
It's because you're a twin.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, twins are trouble.
You just seemed to say that it was easier to have twins because then you can have them share a birthday party rather than have to throw two separate ones.
That's true, but you got to keep in mind with twins, they can kind of team up against you. I mean... Or against each other, maybe? Okay, when Max and I were, sleeping in cribs in the same room, what would happen is I would wake up first, and then I would take things in my crib, and I'd throw them at him into his crib to wake him up so I wouldn't be bored and doing nothing. Mm-hmm. So then he'd wake up, and he was a very agile child, and he would be able to climb out of his crib, and he'd free me. I'm embellishing a little bit, but I think this might have happened. He'd be able to free me, and we'd be able to, run loose and do our twin thing.
A little toddler prison break.
Yeah, exactly. We worked as a great team where I would wake up and he would actually have the skills to do something with being awake. So mm-hmm. We were a great team and now we're great enemies. Twins are complicated, I suppose, is the punchline. Actually, also when I was young, I used to sleep with a Lego brick. Instead of a stuffed animal, I'd have a little Lego brick and then I'd wake up with Lego imprints on my face.
How big was this Lego brick?
It was like a young child's Lego brick. So a big Lego brick, the larger type of Lego. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like the Duplo?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Man, I love those Duplo blocks too. That'd be a good birthday. Just me in a room with a bunch of Duplo blocks.
Your kid nowhere to be found?
No, yeah. They forget the kid. Look, and let's face it, when the kid is one or two, the birthday's really for you, right? The kid's not, a 1 year old is not benefiting from their birthday party.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to remember it, so you might as well have all the fun you can.
Yeah, well, we'll have I have to keep things radio friendly, but we'll have a beverage night with our friends where we'll drink soda amongst other beverages. Mm-hmm. And maybe there will be a kid somewhere in the house. I don't know.
Maybe this is why 20-year-olds shouldn't be parents.
Yeah. I think that's a really good observation, actually.
I think we have learned something profound so far. Yeah.
What about you, Michael? Any good birthdays from your past?
Any good birthdays from my past?
Anything that you feel like I should replicate with my children?
I mean, my favorite birthdays, we had this place nearby. I think it used to be called The Falls. Now it's called The Funplex. It was a giant, arcade, go-kart, laser tag place. So I would have a lot of my younger, birthdays there, and it was real fun.
Okay.
Beyond all that, there was also, you could go on boats and have, little water fights with each other.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, that's what I loved. It was,
that sounds great, actually. You know, but okay, here's another thought I've had before. That so you know, like how people like swim. They're like, hey, you know, let's go swimming. And then it's like people standing in a pool and they talk and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got nothing really against swimming, but to me it's always seemed like regular hanging out, but like there's a risk of drowning. You know? Have you guys thought about this? Because I think whenever someone's like, hey, you know, what should we do? Oh, let's go swimming. I think that's cool and all, but also we're just going to be doing what we'd be doing on your couch and we might drown.
I mean, I think your problem there is that you're just kind of sitting in the water.
Yeah.
Because then it's not really any different than just sitting on a couch.
Right, okay.
I mean, when I go swimming, I go swimming, you know. If I go to a friend's house with a pool, we have several things. We, you know, there's always Marco Polo.
Uh-huh.
A lot of fun, especially once you can get down in the deep end. We have a game we invented called, I forget what it was called, but it basically, we basically put two hoops on either side of the pool.
Okay.
We had one of those little torpedoes, you know, that you can throw through the water.
Yep.
We divide up into two teams, and we'd have sort of like underwater handball, where you would go underwater, and you would throw the torpedo, pass it back forth upon, you know, to teammates. You couldn't surface if you had the torpedo.
Oh, wow.
And you had
to
pass it all the way up the pool and then have someone throw it into the hoop.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun.
That does sound like a better way to go about swimming than just hanging out and also being damp.
Yeah, yes. That sounds like it involves actual swimming.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes you'd be hanging out in the deep end and then you'd be talking and then treading water.
Does
then you'd get tired.
Does anyone do that?
I don't know. Yes. I mean, sometimes I think we would, yeah.
Hey, you want to chill? Sure. Glub, 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 glub. Hey, yeah. This is a lot of fun.
It was weird. I'm not saying this was like an... It struck me as weird. That's why I'm talking about it now. It seemed like, I don't get why we're doing this. But maybe my friends were just swimming all wrong and I lacked the creativity or general drive to try to do something different. I'm not a change maker.
I was going to say, if you want to just sit in the water and talk,
yep.
I feel like a hot tub is the perfect situation for that.
Hot tub. Yeah, that's a good point. Man, remember when you're like a kid and you go to the hotel and they'd have a hot tub and you'd get in the hot tub and kind of ruin it for any adults around?
The most exciting thing ever.
Yeah.
It's the best part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as adults now, we're adults now.
You know, I was about to say, what do you mean as a kid? You're in for everyone else in the hot tub.
Well, I feel like now that we're adults, other grown people don't always mind so much when we take the hot tub. Mm-hmm. I mean, but also it's weird to be in a hot tub with a stranger, right?
I mean,
yes.
Okay, thank you, David. Because it happens. You go to these hotels and you get in the hot tub and then you're having a great time and then someone joins you. Right? We've all had this experience, right? No?
Yes.
No? Okay. No. I have had this experience.
I don't go out a lot.
I found this so awkward.
Well, it's kind of, and like, you know, you may be like talking to someone next to you or whatever. And then there's like this other person kind of nearby who's just kind of quietly listening and like you're in water and you're mostly naked and it's hot and bubbly. And
like that. I mean, yeah, it's going to sound a little weird, but you could also put it as, say you're both just in, you know, you have multiple sets of people in a comfortable environment having their own conversations.
I mean, how big is this hot tub?
It's your hypothetical situation.
I mean, make it as big as you want.
I just feel like hot tubs are generally kind of intimate spaces.
I can see that.
Because it takes a lot of energy to heat a tub of water, so they want to keep them small usually. And I don't know what hotels you're going to, but... I guess nicer hotels might have bigger hot tubs. You know, they can afford the bigger hot tubs. But I feel like the typical hot tub is sort of an intimate space where it's hard to carry on a private conversation. I mean, if there's multiple groups of people talking amongst themselves, that's like, okay, whatever. But if it's like you and a friend and like a 50-year-old man, you know?
I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah. Thank you. So I guess hot tub not a good location for a kids party. Are you not?
I found that I do this thing where I say things and do things because they're funny.
Okay.
And not because it results in the best outcome for everyone.
Got it. Yeah, you're chaotic. You have your own set of benefits. So like what?
So I think a hot tub is an amazing place for a kid's birthday party. Oh my God. Only because it's funny.
Okay, so hold up. You have a kid's birthday party where you're like, you book a room at a hotel and then you invite all your kids' friends over to the hotel and you get them all in the hot tub. It's like, have a blast, kids, we're gonna have cake too. Just stay in the pool, it's fine, we'll bring it to you.
See, my problem with that is if you're the adult there, I feel like you would want the hot tub for yourself. So what if you relegate the kids to the pool so you can have, you know, a nice relaxing session with all the adults in the hot tub?
And then you could bring some binoculars so you can just look at the kids in the pool without having to leave the hot tub.
I don't think people would respond well to you bringing binoculars to a hot tub.
Yeah. An adult sitting around with binoculars staring at kids all day.
But again, it's funny.
You know, I actually attended a birthday party that took place in a hotel. It was like a sleepover party, but it was in a hotel. There was like two rooms booked for the night, and then, you know, the boys slept in one room and the girls slept in another, and there was a pool in this hotel, and I do believe we like spent considerable time in that pool. And looking back, you know, once again, kind of a weird move. I mean, it was a lot of fun. I had a great time, but you know,
okay. Wait, going back a second.
Okay.
You had a sleepover birthday party at a hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
So, would it not be much cheaper to just have it at a house?
Well, I think maybe the issue was that they were either moving houses or renovating their house or just had a small house in general.
Or maybe you just have really rich friends.
Well, some of my friends are really rich. This friend is not one of the richer ones. I mean, you know, they're not, like, struggling by any means. They're comfortable. But they're not, like, crazy wealthy, I wouldn't say. So, it's kind of, it's a weird situation. I don't know really how it happened. It might be a dream.
A dream?
I mean, I have, like...
You're just going to tell a story and then just... That's like the most cop-out ending I've ever seen. Seen any movie or any book, and then it was all a dream.
It might have been a dream. Well, I don't know. I have a lot of very vague memories from my childhood that...
Okay, wait. What age are we talking here?
I have no idea. It was elementary school. I know that much. That's like the most I could tell you. It might have been like fourth grade, fifth grade. It couldn't have been more than fifth grade because then that's middle school. And I don't think it was middle school. It could have been sixth grade. But no, it couldn't have been actually. It must have been like fourth or fifth grade. Fourth or fifth grade. And if I could verify with someone else that this actually happened, I'd be like, okay, great, it wasn't a dream. But until then, it kind of exists in this weird thing where, yeah, I consider it something that happened to me, and I must have been influenced by it. But at the same time, it could have been a dream, and I've been like, you know, a formative experience of mine has been a dream. Hmm. Is it a formative experience? Maybe it's a bit strong.
I don't know. See, the craziest birthday party that I ever went to.
Yep.
Was on an Air Force base.
Oh my God! Whoa. What?
Well, see, so I live near both an Air Force base and MIT laboratories.
Wow. Okay.
So,
great.
Lincoln Labs.
Yeah.
But so one of my friends, this was in high school. Mm-hmm. His dad was in the Air Force and like worked on the base. So the party took place on the Air Force base, and we had to go through this military checkpoint in order to get inside. But once we got there, it was just a normal, like, reception room. I guess it's where the Air Force people go to have parties themselves, I guess.
I guess. Huh. And so was it, like, a really, like, kind of cool situation, would you say?
Yeah. The only part about it being on an Air Force base that actually mattered was getting there. But
yeah.
Once we were there, you couldn't even tell.
You know, I've almost definitely also had... I'm not sure if it's an Air Force base, but living in D.C., you have, like, bases kind of nearby-ish. And I definitely went, like, bowling in an Air Force base or, like, maybe it was, like, a naval center. Or it was... It might have been a naval thing. But it was weird. Yeah, because you have to go through the security. And then we just went bowling. And, I mean, there are other places to go bowling that aren't an Air Force base / naval base, but maybe it was, like, free for the family, because maybe they had some connection to the... I assume they did. I assume they didn't say, okay, let's go bowling.
Let's book a bowling party.
Yeah,
maybe.
And they've got, like a banker and a lawyer, and they say, all right, where do we want our bowling birthday party for our child? I know, the Air Force base. It seems like a weird conclusion to jump to. Mm-hmm. But once again, maybe they just don't know how to throw a birthday for their kids, and... They haven't listened to the show. That's all about it. It's a self-help show, really.
Mm-hmm. We don't listen to our advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone listened to advice, they'd have a kid's birthday party at a hotel and throw all the kids in the hot tub.
With a clown.
With a clown, oh my God.
With a clown.
And the makeup's like kind of sliding off their face.
Because they're in the pool. And it's
kind of like diluting and getting on the kids, too. And I don't know, would the clown make jokes in the water? Would they have like balloon animals? But it's like a clown in a bathing suit and a bunch of like kids and they're in a hot tub in a hotel. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Yeah, happy 40th. It's a 40. You're throwing a birthday party for your 40-year-old child, who at this point is really a 40-year-old adult. But it's weird how an adult is still, in some sense of the word, a child, because it's still a child of someone. I'm still a child of my parents. Yeah, I'm an adult, legally.
How about emotionally?
Well, I don't know. It depends on the day, I'd say.
How about maturity?
Maturity? I don't know. You guys know me. What would you rank me? I mean, we could take a BuzzFeed quiz. Is that like is that a bet? Here, what is my actual age? Is this a bad thing to do on the radio?
You have to narrate everything.
Biologicalage.com. It's okay. Listeners, if you want to join this website quiz with me, it's www.biological-age.com. Measure your biological age in 2 minutes by answering this fun and simple quiz. I have a feeling it's going to like try to sell me something. What year were you born? That's cheating. That's not fair. They're just asking what year I'm born.
I mean, the place is called biological age, whatever.
Is this what you're measuring, your maturity or actual age?
It's asking what age I was born. Okay. It's a terrible setup, too. I have to click each time for each year above 1950. So 1998. Good. Where do you live? The Americas. It's just going to guess my actual year. Am I a male? There you go. Next. Primary? Oh, what is the most education you have?
Why is it asking for your education?
I guess university. I have some university.
I feel like these are not the questions that should be asked on like a maturity.
What is my body shape?
What is your body shape?
What do you guys think?
What choices do they give?
It's like a size thing. So smaller than average, average, larger than average, well above average. I'll stand up and like twirl.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'10", which is average.
Yeah, that's average.
I was going to say average.
Yeah, I'll put me at average as well. I talk about my body a lot on the show.
Dude.
How many hours of sleep do you get each night? It's going to be about 7 to 9, I guess.
It's not bad.
No, not bad. I can't read this question on the radio because it's radio inappropriate.
Well, how about you give us a sense of what it's asking?
How much soda do you drink?
Ah.
Yeah. How often do you feel stressed or anxious? I guess occasionally, but pretty infrequently.
Good to hear.
This is like a 25 question quiz. Do you guys want to like talk amongst yourselves while I answer? Here. Begin.
Okay.
Look at us. We are the radio host now.
It's a very nice transition.
It wants to know how much strength training I do each week.
I thought you were trying to measure your maturity.
I know. How often do I get medical checks by doctors? We'll say annually. That's probably not true.
I think this is trying to figure out how much like wear and tear you've put on your body.
Hmm. Yeah. That might be it. How many friends do I have that I can rely on?
Oh, whoa.
I know.
Looks around the room. Zero.
I'm going to say, how many people are listening to this show and we'll count them all as friends?
Perfect.
Who has stuck around? Oh my God, we've gained people.
Okay.
What are we at now?
We're at 14.
14.
We've gained a person.
So 14.
14
friends.
14 friends. Because
you're not counting us.
I'll say plenty then.
Okay.
Do I eat breakfast? Never. No, I don't.
Really?
So is breakfast the first meal of the day or is it a meal you eat in the morning? Because my first meal of the day is always around like 11 or 12. And I always tell people I'm going to go eat breakfast and they think I'm a lunatic.
Yeah, I consider it not the first meal of the day. I consider it like an early morning meal.
I consider it I'm not going to say early morning. If you want to eat breakfast at 11, 11:30, I see that as perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
I more of see it as like a sort of like a spectrum. You know, like, you know, if you start eating a meal at noon, I'm not going to definitively say that's not breakfast, but that probably is not breakfast.
Okay. And while we're talking about the nuances of the English language, I got into a very heated argument about this earlier with another DJ.
Okay.
But okay. So today is Tuesday. Like technically, today's Tuesday.
Yes.
If I were to say that something this Monday, what day am I referring to? Am I referring to yesterday or am I referring to the future Monday.
This Monday?
Yes.
Wait.
Does this Monday refer to yesterday or?
It's the future Monday.
The future Monday.
Because it's Tuesday, so you say this Monday, it's now the future Monday.
Michael, what do you think?
I feel like it could also be heavily inferred based on what you're actually talking about, whether you're talking about a past event or something that will happen.
So what if you can't? What if you can't tell?
Ooh, what if I can't tell? What would I first assume?
Yeah.
Just give me an example. Just say something.
Oh yeah, the thing, it's this Monday.
I would say the coming Monday.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, the context, the exact context of the conversation, I can't remember. All I remember is that I was getting into an argument about this Monday being the future versus the past, because I said this Monday always refers to the future. And they got really confused at me because they said, no, that's next Monday. Like, no, next Monday's the Monday after.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got the results of my quiz. I know how old I am.
Okay,
y'all to guess. What is my biological age?
30.
30?
I was thinking it was probably going to go a little older than.
Sorry, it's really funny, actually. Okay, I shouldn't hype it up, but what do you think? We have a 30?
25.
25? You stick with 30?
Yep.
Okay. It says, well done, your biological age is 5. 5 years old.
You told them your birth. You told them the year of your birth.
I know.
I was going to say you're 5 years old.
You know it's bizarre? You know it's bizarre, guys? It says, I'm sorry.
So it knows your actual age, and it's telling you you're 5.
Yeah.
Take a screenshot. Send it to yourself.
I'm sorry. It says, congratulations, you knocked 8 years off your age.
8 years?
So applied math major. Go. Apply that math. How old am I actually?
You are 13 years old.
That would make me 13 years old. Now, keep in mind, I gave this website the year of my birth. That was the first question they asked me. They come back with, your biological age is 5, even though you're actually 13 years old. 25 questions gets me this. And they're congratulating me. They're saying, great, you're a 20-year-old who's actually 13, but you've got the body of a 5-year-old. And that is fantastic. So go get in that hotel hot tub.
With the clown. Start splashing around.
Oh, man. Let's the additions to the Probably Birds cinematic universe.
I know. Growing. 5.
Gotta say, though, you know, at Tufts University at 5/13 years old, you are one dang smart teenager.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I'm barely a teenager.
/ 5-year-old.
Thank you.
/5-year-old.
Yes. And then it gives me, like, recommendations on how to get it even lower. It says, here are the key things you should do to live even longer. And it's like, you know, strength training, eat breakfast. Like, hold up. I wonder if I... Do we want to see how low we can get, actually?
Okay, so just be as healthy as possible.
Okay,
if you say you do, like, an extremely high amount of strength training, it's going to say you're a baby? Where is the logic there?
We're going to go back to my actual birth year.
You come out of the womb lifting dumbbells, doing, you know, bench presses?
Eating breakfast?
At reasonable hours, yeah.
I know. Why does it matter where I live?
Who knows?
Hold on. Maybe what we're going to do, maybe we'll play a song while I do this, just to kind of pass the time a bit.
Sounds good to me.
Cool. Okay. Do you have the aux cord and everything you need?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Look for aux. This is not the right one. This is the right one. Okay. Plug that in. I'll set you up. What a twist. Okay. And it is, what are we playing?
It is Imagine All-Star
People. Imagine All-Star People. Great.
By Neil Cicierega.
It's a classic. And I will... Go ahead and play that, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to you more about whatever comes into our head space. So enjoy. Imagine All-Star People. We'll be back. We love you, right? I tell the people who listen that I love them and that they're beautiful. You guys don't have to do that, but it won't make it any less true.
No, I agree. All you listening, you all are very beautiful.
David?
Yes.
Foe of the show. Okay, great.
Now we know why we call him that.
Here we go. The music stopped. Hold up. Is your volume up all the way? Okay, cool. Start it over.
Well, these start coming and they don't stop coming. Head to the walls and I'll hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. The brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You never know if you don't go. You never shine.
All right, everyone, we just heard, what was it? Imagine All-Star People by Neil Cicierega, followed by Normalization by Parquet Courts, a weird mix of things for a weird mix of people. You all have your mics on. Okay, when we last left off, we were taking a biological age test, and it told me that I was 5 years old. And so we went to see how low of an age we can get. We retook the quiz. And it turns out that if I were at my peak health, my biological age would be negative 12. Negative 12, ladies and gentlemen. It says, congrats, you've knocked 25 years off of your age. Once again, I'm 20, and I told them this at the start of the quiz.
And they still think you're 13.
Yes. I don't know. I mean, hold up. I'll tell you what it is. I bet this website was made the year I was like 13. I wonder if we can... I don't know. Maybe we like go to like terms and conditions. They'll tell us when. Let's see. Looks like June 2011 might be when this was made.
Yeah, 7 years ago.
Oh my God. Yeah. There you go.
They didn't have a real time update of the date.
They just said it is June 2011 and it's good enough for us. So there you go.
Wow, we figured it out. We solved the mystery.
Wow, yeah. I'm pretty... Okay, so we're taking a new...
you mean you.
I'm taking a new quiz to try to find out how old I really am, and I think this will be more angled towards maturity. And I've taken a few questions we've landed on. How often do you cry?
Oh.
Is what they want to know. I don't cry very often. So we go once a year.
Once a year?
Yeah, maybe. Sometimes sad things happen to me. And that's okay. This show is about a lot of things, but one of the most constant things about this show is that it's about loving yourself. It's okay to feel sad, guys. What is your favorite part of the day? It is, I don't know if I should take this quiz out loud. It might be boring. That's the problem. I could play music. I have music to play. I guess my favorite part of the day is night. We'll go with night.
Yeah, it's when your show's on.
I like never get angry. Do you have friends older than you?
I'm older than you.
I'm older than you.
A few. A few it is. I said friends, guys, not radio people.
Of course. What were we thinking?
Do I like to get up early in the morning? No, I do not. I know I will have to do tomorrow, actually, because I'm helping people move. I know. Do I care about my style? We'll go with sometimes, but the real answer is probably no. If I won the lottery, what would I do? Well, you two discuss what you'd do if you won the lottery, and I'll keep going.
First of all, tell no one. No one should ever know that you win the lottery. That is the worst thing that could possibly happen to you.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Go on. Explain.
Everyone will just ask you for money, and it'll just your life will not be great. So just tell no one.
Okay.
Put it in a bank account, and pretend like you didn't win.
Where's the fun in that? What do you get to do with the money if you're just going to throw it in the bank and do nothing with it?
Just spend a little bit more than you usually would. I don't know. I don't want much stuff.
Look, I can see that, but like, wouldn't it be nice to you know, have whatever $1 million to be able to freely spend?
Okay, guys, I'm 23. That is my new age.
There, it says average with an exclamation point.
Average. Yeah, I am average age. I guess 23 is average, which isn't great,
Did
I guess.
Did you give it your real age?
I might have given it my real age at first, yeah.
So then I'm pretty sure you did.
And so I'm a 23-year-old trapped in the body of a 5-year-old, I think is...
5-year-old?
A 5-year-old.
That is the conclusion of the night. And on that bombshell, I'm going to read us a PSA because I'm told that I have to do it or else maybe the FCC will fine us or something. I've always been kind of foggy on the actual details there. But we're going to read one of the classic ones. There are guests on the show, but not everything has changed. Today you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Okay, that's our PSA.
Do you read that one every single time?
It's either that one or the one about earthquakes.
Yeah, that's the... I was thinking... I thought it was the earthquake one, and then it was the tornado.
I know. You never know which disaster is going to happen, which I think is important, because it kind of plays into the whole message of the PSA.
Are you sitting in your room, like... people are making fun of you for reading PSAs about earthquakes and tornadoes, but you're just sitting there thinking it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
When it does happen, you're going to have like...
Yeah. I'll show you all.
When it does happen, you have like party poppers like popping in there like, yeah,
it's an earthquake. Mm-hmm. I like it because it's like, it really puts you on edge, you know? I'm thinking it's a relaxing show, maybe. I don't know, is it? Maybe.
It's been so far, yeah.
But then there's always this little reminder of, by the way, the world as you know it could end any second. And there's this government website that says you can prepare for it, but can you really prepare for it? I mean, have we lived through natural disasters here?
There was a hurricane that kind of lost all its steam once it got to my house.
Ah, just at your house.
This was Sandy, yeah.
Sandy, yeah. And Michael, you were part of Sandy as well, I imagine.
Yeah, we got hit decently hard in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but yeah, I heard New York, New Jersey got hit pretty hard, but by the time it got... up here, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, DC gets lots of tropical storms, but usually we're too far inland for like actual hurricanes. Sometimes we have actual hurricanes, but they're far and few between and not the worst by the time it gets to us. We had an earthquake once that wasn't too bad. And that's like it. We have like tornado warnings and like maybe a tornado every like once in a blue moon, but that's like very, very rare. And they're not bad tornadoes. They're like little tornadoes.
Yeah. I want to like experience an earthquake.
Uh-huh.
Every time I visit my relatives in California, I'm like, mm-hmm. this is it. That's going to happen. But one time we went and we got there and they said, oh, you just missed an earthquake. Like, no, No, I wanted to be here.
Yeah.
Never actually experienced one.
It was kind of weird. I mean, I didn't really know what was happening when it was eighth grade and I was in art class. I might have talked about this before in the show, but I don't think anyone really cares. It was art class and just everything started shaking and I didn't really know what was happening. And I don't think anyone really was that freaked out because it wasn't that bad. But the our teacher lived in like San Francisco for a couple years. So she knew it was up and said, all right, everyone get in the hall and sit away from the windows. And so we did that. And then school was canceled the next day. And that was pretty cool. So although the National Cathedral got messed up, I mean, it was not built to be earthquake proof. And so like some of the top spires like fell off and they're still repairing it because it cost a lot of money. And no one wants to give them the money, which is fair, because it doesn't really change. The building's still functional, and it costs a lot of money. So, oh well. Fun facts about the earthquake.
I apparently sort of just missed an earthquake. back when in middle school. I was, so I'm from New Jersey.
Yep.
And I was with my... my aunt and uncle and my cousin, we were over in Busch Gardens in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we were waiting in line for this ride that was sort of in like darkness. It was like underground.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember at one point they sort of just stopped the line, and I had no idea why.
Uh-huh.
And then I started getting frantic texts from my family, my mom, my dad, who were still in New Jersey, saying, oh my God, are you okay?
Wow.
And apparently... there had been a decent-sized earthquake that was centered in Virginia, basically where I was, that they felt in New Jersey.
Whoa.
I did not feel a thing.
Bizarre.
All I knew was that the rides were stopped, and I was pissed about it.
Man, was this eighth grade, though?
It might
have been the same
earthquake. I was thinking it might have been.
Earthquakes in this area are like far and few between, so if you experienced an earthquake when you were younger, and I did too, odds are, same earthquake.
It probably was, although yeah. I did not really experience it. Sad to say, I missed it.
Yeah, it was pretty low key. As far as earthquakes go, this one was not so earth shattering, as it were.
I remember one of my relatives living in California at the time. He, I forget where it was on the Richter scale, but he was like, "Oh, it was only that size of an earthquake. We use that to stir our coffee in the morning here in California."
Adorable. Those Californians. They think they're so great. Though I guess it is like a log scale, isn't it? The Richter scale.
Yes.
Yeah. So if once it gets up there, it really gets up there. So fair enough, California dude. I don't know you. Maybe you're listening.
Who knows?
Who knows? I always wonder who's listening.
It
I think.
Small world.
I know.
And do you ever give shout outs to, like, do you ever name drop specific people that you know are listening?
Yeah. Well, sometimes I call out Steve and I'm, there's a time when I called him out. I'm like, if you're like sitting alone in your room doing, comp sci homework and listening.
Hi, Steven.
And I said, Steven. I don't know if he heard me because he might have been too engrossed in his homework, but maybe he did. Sometimes he tweets, hashtag probably birds. All are welcome to do that, by the way. I don't have a Twitter. I mention this every time. If you tweet hashtag probably birds and expect me to read it, you are sorely mistaken. But I think it's just good to get the news out there.
So how do you look at the tweets?
Well, sometimes if people tell me to check, I'll check. But I just kind of count on other people reporting to me, more or less. Or like, you know, like Rose today or yesterday reported to me like the results of my quality control, which was, what? Can you not talk about this?
You, I clearly remember witnessing this conversation and she very clearly telling you not to say that.
Oh yeah, okay, Rose didn't tell me. It wasn't Rose. It was my other friend who has access to them. It's okay. Look, it's 1:49 and now it's 1:50. No one's listening to this. Actually, let's find out.
Except for the 14 people that are.
Well, you're really thinking they're going to stick around? I don't know. Why are you still here? Yeah, they're all here.
You had very explicit instructions to not tell anyone about
okay.
that.
If there's one thing Rose didn't do, it was share that with me. But from another source, I've heard that, and I mentioned this a bit, people don't like that I talk so much, but they do like my voice. I forget where this was going. What do you think? Good voice?
I think it's a great
You have
voice.
A very good late night radio voice.
Thank you.
Yes.
Someone compared me to Mr. Rogers. It's very sweet. I think it's maybe less the voice and more that I tell them that I love them and that they're beautiful and valuable people.
That does sound like a very Mr. Rogers thing to do.
Yeah. Rip. He's dead, right?
I don't know.
What is his
Fred
actual
Rogers.
Age and is he dead?
His name's Fred Rogers. I'm looking it up now.
Okay, cool.
Seems like a sort of contradictory advice there. I love your voice, but please talk less.
I know. I think it was the same person being like, great late night radio voice, you know, played good music, wish he would talk less.
Okay, according to Wikipedia, he died in 2003.
Oh, wow. A while ago.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. Did you guys watch, like, well, what, did you have, like, TV shows you watched as kids?
I watched some Mr. Rogers, and the one segment I remember very, very clearly is they do a How It's Made segment on wagons.
Wagons.
And that is the only thing I remember from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Well, tell us, how are wagons made?
I don't remember. All I remember, like, I can't tell you how they're made, but I remember very clearly this one image of, like, a red metal bin just moving across the screen.
Wow. And this wasn't a dream.
No, it was definitely not a dream. You, because I've had this memory for a very long time.
Got it. You're more certain of your past than I am, clearly.
Yes.
Yeah. Michael, any kind of like young kid TV shows that you think you watched?
I was a big Tom and Jerry fan.
Tom and Jerry.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
As a classic.
Mm-hmm. Looking back, it's extremely violent and I still love it.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's terrible. But no, I watched a lot.
That's a weird way to say great.
Yeah. I watched a lot of Tom and Jerry. So, I mean, it depends what age I was, I guess. But yeah, Tom and Jerry was there. Teletubbies when I was younger.
My favorite kids show of all time, Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase. I watched. That's a very 90s kid, I think, show to reference,
It's still going on.
Is it
They're
really?
Still making new episodes.
Oh my God. They're still, even like all like the terms are like super out of date, like cyberspace and stuff. No one uses the word cyberspace anymore.
I don't know. I mean, it's about math, so.
It's true.
You can teach people about math. Although I haven't seen any of the recent episodes, so I have no idea what the topics are because you got to run out at some point, right?
Yeah, there's only so much math you can cover for like that age group before it gets like, I mean, I'm talking to two math majors here, like, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of math out there, but yeah. But then again, if you keep teaching them the fundamentals and just building, maybe it'll be okay. Actually, as a child development major, I will tell you, no, kids are not ready to learn some forms of math until they are much older and able to deal with kind of abstract reasoning and
really,
everything.
Really? You don't introduce integers as a group?
You're not going to teach them group theory?
Yeah.
Five?
I mean, group theory, that's just a simpler concept. Yeah, it's a simpler version of the integers.
I'm just going to nod. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. But sure. Yeah, why not? I mean, but you've seen these like books. They have books like Calculus for Kids or Quantum Physics for like preschoolers. You've seen these?
I own one.
Okay.
It's called Quantum Entanglement for Babies.
There you go.
And it's basically just saying we have these two things in a box, and if you look at one, something else happens to the other, and we don't know why. And I could say more, but you're a baby.
That is a terrible book. That is actually, I just read a child's book that I made today, actually.
Oh.
Bizarrely enough. Yeah, it wasn't a very good book.
Oh.
And then, so I read it to children. The kids seemed to like it, actually, so that's good. It entertained kids for a period of time.
Would you like to give us a summary of the book?
Yeah, okay. So Davy and Tracy want to build a fort.
Okay.
And I guess it's worth noting that Davy's in a wheelchair because it was supposed to have a character with a disability. This is not a big deal in the book, but so they want to build a fort. Tracy's trying to build the fort. Davy's trying to get sticks. Davy's pretty bad at getting sticks. Tracy keeps knocking the fort down. So they switch jobs and play to their strengths and build a great fort. And it's about how we all have strengths and weaknesses, and some are visibly apparent and some aren't, but by playing to your strengths and, you know, really focusing on whatever every individual can bring to a situation, you can do something much better.
So, know your place.
Yeah, know your place. And that's...
It's a much more, you know, drab way to put it.
And that's what I looked each child in the eyes, and I said, know your place. And they knew, and they went to the hotel, and they got in that hot tub.
Just in case anyone takes that out of context, that was a joke.
Yeah, they might yes. not have... Oh my gosh, yeah, we might have people who have recently tuned in. But that's a callback to earlier, and it makes sense and is less creepy.
Yes,
in context,
not as creepy as
I want to say less creepy.
Yeah, let's go with that because we don't want them thinking it.
It's 2 a.m. and I don't know what I'm saying. Okay,
it was less creepy. even if it wasn't, we'd prefer if they thought that.
It's 2 a.m. and I don't know what I'm saying. It's a pretty good summary of this show. Sometimes we do. Actually, here's a question. This came up, I think, last show. Do kiwis have wings? Like the bird?
Oh, I thought we were talking about the fruit.
That is what came to mind immediately.
Okay. No, it's a show that might be about birds, so I feel obliged to ask, to mention birds a little bit sometimes. Here's the bird topic of the night. Do kiwis have wings?
Well, if they didn't, wouldn't they only have two limbs?
Yeah, they would. They'd be these.
Yeah, kiwis, they have wings.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
We could look it up.
I'm pretty sure their like front two limbs didn't just shrivel up into their body.
Yeah.
So even if they can't fly, they still probably have wings.
How many wingless birds do you know of?
I'll tell you what, man.
What's that Pokemon that has two heads? That one.
Yeah. Here's the conclusion. The vestigial wings are so small that they are invisible under the bristly hair-like two branched feathers. So they do have wings, but they are not used and so small you can't see them under the feathers. There's a bird fact for you guys.
Yes.
There's a bird fact for probably birds. I'm not sure if the next radio hosts are going to show up. We've got like 3 more minutes. How do you want to spend this time, guys? They might show up, and in that case, we'll play a song to help them fade in and stuff. They have actually been very good about showing up, but, you know, they might be home by now. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I wish I was home.
Maybe they're one of the 14.
My gosh. That'd be terrifying. I always am, like, kind of terrified to think that people are listening to what I'm saying. It's easier when I have other people here to kind of shoulder the responsibility with me, and the blame is diffused amongst us three. Mm-hmm. But when it's just me, I try to, like, say, oh, there are 12 people listening. Cool. And I move on quickly from that. I think, if I think about that, you know, it's a whole judgment thing going on. But I guess one thing we talk about on the show, as I mentioned, is taking care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Do any of you have ways you take care of yourselves?
I brush my teeth.
That's a good one. That's a good one, actually. You know, maybe overlooked but very important to take care of your dental hygiene and show yourself that you care about yourself by doing so. Mm-hmm. Michael, any self-care advice for the people listening?
I don't know if, you know, this could apply to everybody, but I take an hour out before bedtime to just relax, do something mm-hmm. down to earth, read a book.
That's great.
Get myself, you know, in a calmer state of mind. I don't want to be, you know, frantically working right up until I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's really great advice. That's fantastic. So brush your teeth and remember to set aside time to relax and to recenter yourself and just let yourself be you and be calm if you can let yourself. If you can't, then that's okay too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, do what you can for yourself. It's almost the vacation, so... you know, spend some time connecting with your family, connecting with others, with friends, whoever you have in your life, connecting back with yourself. Just remember that, you know, you might have a busy schedule, but it is vacation. It is a break. So try to take the time to be nice to yourself because you deserve to be nice to yourself and you deserve other people to be nice to you. Cool.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, there you go. That's why they call me Mr. Rogers. And so we've got 30 seconds left. I think I'm going to let the robot play music after us because I don't think other people are coming. That always makes me feel a little bit redundant. Like, you know, I don't need to be here. A robot could be doing my job.
Hey, robot, can't have a great conversation.
You're right.
Exactly.
Great is generous, but exactly. So I hope you all have enjoyed last show of the semester. So I'll be back in a couple weeks, maybe with a new show time. Maybe not. I'll let you know. But have a good night and please do take care.